Homecoming, OHS, Grace Wolf, one of the candidates, and what's your feeling and reaction to being part and top five as well for homecoming at OHS?
Well, to begin, I'm really honored and humbled to know a lot of people voted for me as top five, and I'm just glad that they considered me as one of their queen, and all the other queen candidates and king candidates are such amazing people, and I'm really just happy for everyone. It's an amazing court.
Do you know, homecoming-wise, ideas that were batted around and maybe didn't fly before they came up with what did happen this week? Do you know any of the behind-the-scenes of some thoughts of how to tackle homecoming when the idea first came up? Hey, how are we going to do this?
Well, although I am on student council, it is the junior's job to plan the homecoming. So throughout this week, we've actually had a lot of changes. Just yesterday, we figured out how many people we can actually bring to coronation. So I don't know of any behind-the-scenes things that were up in the air, but just there were a lot of changes throughout the week already.
Okay, and one more question that maybe you don't know the answer to, but this is homecoming part one. Would you begin to say anything about part two at this point? Does anybody know?
Well, all that I know as of now is that depending on the COVID regulations, we're going to try and do a parade if it will permit.
Okay.
And that's basically all I know now. And also, we're going to try and do a pet fest because that's a really big part of homecoming. We do the big pet fest and get everybody involved.
Okay. As far as the homecoming activities that are on this week's schedule, and you've alluded to a little bit with coronation that comes up on Wednesday, OhTownAlive.com for people to watch since it's closed to everyone but families. What about the activities that are on the schedule this week, Grace? What interests you and what do you like that you see?
I participated in the volleyball yesterday, and it was super, super fun, other than the freezing rain and the freezing sand as well. But the movie night is a super amazing idea. We are watching the Goonies, so that'll be out on the football field, and we'll just do a live broadcast of that. And then being recognized at the soccer game is also a very big part as well.
Activities, what are you involved in, sports and clubs and groups at the high school?
Oh, I'm in student council, NHS, and hockey, but the previous 2 years I was in soccer and track, but this year decided to opt out because of a few personal reasons.
As far as NHS, what kind of things do you do with National Honor Society, and why did you go ahead and join that?
Well, I think it's a really good idea to reach out to the community and also the student body and get involved, and just one recent thing that we're going to do is I don't remember if it's next Wednesday, but the 21st of October, we are hosting a blood drive, so everybody can, at least who's over 16, can come and make donations for blood.
The hybrid is, we talked before we started recording, you're saying it's getting a little bit routine. What can you say about how this is going and a different way that you never would have thought of a year ago to be approaching school? How are you handling it?
Well, compared to last year's end of the school year, the teachers have definitely done a better job of getting a routine for us and teaching us in a way that it's accessible to being online, and I think it's going a lot better than it used to, and also it is a little difficult to try and keep track of things just because it's online, but the teachers are doing the best and the students are doing their best to get all their work done.
Grace, were you able to do some hockey things in the off season?
Yes, I have been. I've been doing there for a while. I had hockey 4 times a week, and then just recently the stuff kind of shuts down a little bit, so I've been skating probably 2 to 3 times a week. So we're just getting ready for the season, and then captains for hockey starts at the end of October.
And then your plans for after high school, what are they?
I plan to attend St. Cloud State University and play hockey.
Oh, very nice. As far as commitments and whatever for St. Cloud, is that a done deal and something that has been decided upon?
Well, yes, I verbally committed, but you cannot sign the actual form until, I don't know if I can recall it, but sometime right at the beginning of next year when you can actually sign the real form at school. But as of now, I verbally committed, so yes.
Wow, well, that's fantastic. How did St. Cloud come about? I think the last time I chatted with you, maybe you were thinking Division III and things like that, but St. Cloud, how did that come about?
Well, after I talked to them, they had their eye on me for a while during HP last year, but they never reached out. But then they reached out after I joined Next College Student Athlete, which is an amazing site for recruiting. If anybody else that you talk to is interested in looking for colleges, that's an amazing thing to do. And I don't know, they just sent me a quick email, and then we got to talking, and after a few phone calls, Steve, the head coach, offered me a spot.
Oh, well, that is absolutely fantastic. Grace, what do you think you'll be studying at St. Cloud?
Well, as of now, I am thinking about forensic science or criminology because they have a super great program there.
All right. Well, have a great week with the homecoming activities this week. Congratulations on homecoming and certainly the hockey commitment as well. Congrats.
Thank you very much, Roy.
All right. Grace Wolf on AM 1390 KRFO.